USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter Friday that he will not be attending President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration later this month. The United States lost 140,000 jobs in December, and the unemployment rate was 6.7%, ending 7 months of job growth and suggesting the economy is weakening. Tiffany Wilding is an economist. She explains to Bloomberg what this latest jobs report means.
Yeah, well, clearly the headline number was weaker than consensus expectations. If you kind of dig into the details of the report, we can see through the decline, 500,000 decline in leisure sector payrolls, and specifically, you know, payrolls in restaurants, that really this was the result, this weakness was the result of, you know, the surge in virus cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn says states need to begin expanding who receives the first round of COVID-19 vaccines.
A number of the states have about 30 to 35% utilization of the existing vaccine supplies. So we're encouraging those states to broaden the criteria for administration.
Hahn, speaking in Washington, D.C. during an online forum, says a number of states have only been using 30% of vaccine supplies. States like Texas and Michigan are starting to vaccinate people 65 and older. Los Angeles Dodgers Hall of Fame manager Tommy Lasorda has died. The Dodgers releasing a statement Friday morning saying that Lasorda suffered a sudden cardiopulmonary arrest at his home last night. He was pronounced dead at a hospital shortly before 11 o'clock Pacific time. Lasorda spent 71 seasons with the Dodgers organization. Tommy Lasorda was 93. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
A House vote to impeach President Trump could come as soon as next week. If not impeached, others are talking about using the 25th Amendment to remove President Trump from office. Georgetown Law Professor Jonathan Turley on the logistics of the 25th Amendment.
Well, it can happen. It's just extremely unlikely. Keep in mind that the act has a four-day period where the president can then object. They then renew, essentially, that disability claim, and they get 4 years of vote in Congress. So there's an eight-day period folded into this, which is sort of a process period. So you're talking about running this to the very end and effectively removing him within a couple of days of his leaving office, you know, 4 or 5 days before he's leaving office. And that's even assuming you have the marriage. You got to be very careful with this. When you start to remove presidents for what you perceive as a mental disability, it is a standard that can easily be abused. This is about constitutional faults, not character faults. And it's very dangerous if you start to say, well, I just view him as unstable, unless you've got very strong grounds.
The wild card round of the NFL playoffs begin on Saturday with 3 games. Game 1, just after 1 o'clock Eastern time, will see the Buffalo Bills host the Indianapolis Colts. The nightcap on Saturday is the Washington football team hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.